with Terp here. Great day to start with Jaylen Brown. That was an old interview he did with Chris Mannix a year or two ago.
Sounds like his feelings haven't necessarily changed.
I mean, he felt disrespected then. Never mind now and more trade rumors and on the way out of town.
Seventh best player, according to the analytics.
Well, the dig from an analytics guy to Bobby Marks. But
poor
Jaylen
Bobby
Brown,
Marks.
Clearly
caught
not
in the crosshairs
Bobby
here.
Marks. Yes, oh yeah, oh indeed. So we'll get into this all day long. In fact, since you brought it up, you want to get right into those Bobby Marks comments
from
over the weekend? Have you already talked about, I'm sure you talked about this weekend.
We did, yes, yesterday.
So let's get back into it. If you missed this, this is on SiriusXM. Bobby Marks, not a very good basketball executive when he had the job, really lousy on the draft the other night. In fact, we were talking about it last week. Goes on SiriusXM and relays from someone within the league the, prevailing wisdom from at least one person on Jaylen Brown.
The analytics of Jaylen Brown is not good. I'm more of an eye test guy. There are some people out there that look at that a little bit more deeper than what the eye test says. I had one, not an executive, but an analytics guy saying, well, yeah, we view him as like the seventh best player on a team. I was like, holy crap.
Holy crap. Your thoughts, Terp?
That's just ridiculous. I mean, you can argue the analytics, whatnot, all that. But Jaylen Brown being the seventh best player on a team, whoever that analytics guy needs to be fired. You need to find anybody that watches basketball and tell me Jaylen Brown is the worst or the seventh best player on a team. That's just ridiculous.
He might not be the seventh best guy on an all-star team.
No.
Like, he might be, depending on how you hash it out, like the fourth or fifth best guy on an all-star team.
Sixth in MVP voting.
On a real NBA team, exactly.
And the analytics, like, they don't favor him. That's just the reality. But there also is an importance of the eye test, which Bobby Marks did say, but Jaylen Brown did not hear that part. He just saw the tweet itself and was going all in on it.
Yeah. Well, look, when you say that's nonsense, I mean, you don't think Bobby Marks made it up, right? I mean, he heard from a real analytics guy. So I agree. I don't think he made it up, and maybe some people feel that way. Maybe some of what's hurting Jaylen are the analytics offices within all these NBA teams.
They could all that also be like a team trying to alter the price?
Could be.
Like, he's obviously out there. Teams are negotiating. There are plenty of teams interested in his services. You're trying to alter the price by dragging through these analytics here. Because, like, obviously, whoever did tell Bobby Marks that, there was intention behind that, right? Like, there was obviously a reason where he says, well, he's the seventh best in analytics.
Like, yeah, well, Bobby Marks is probably going, how come they can only get draft picks for Jaylen Brown? And it's like, well, there's his attitude, and he wants a contract extension, and he thinks he's better than he is, and oh, yeah, by the way, analytics don't view him very well. So it could just be that, too. But you're right. It could be a team trying to drive down the price to get a guy they want.
You mean to tell me, like, Donovan Klingon's not on the table for this kind of deal? Like, that's insane. Like, maybe it is the analytics. Maybe it is the off-court stuff with the streaming. Like, teams don't want that kind of attention around their organizations. I know the Celtics aren't really favored of the streaming. So maybe it's that. But, yeah, there are plenty of question marks around this whole thing.
The Celtics don't like the streaming now.
No, they definitely not.
Wow, what do you mean? He's been doing it.
He's been doing it. Yeah, what are they going to tell him? They're not going to tell him no. He did cancel the one last week, though. Did you see that? He was scheduled to do one on Thursday with two guys that were like performing at the House of Blues. And he ended up canceling it.
I had been told all along. I had heard he's just an athlete speaking his mind. No big deal on the Twitch. So the team doesn't like the Twitch stream now.
No, and Stephen A's all over it, too.
Okay. Meanwhile, Jaylen Brown has responded, by the way, to Bobby Marks. This all came out over the weekend. He said to a quote tweet, the pull quote there that we just played for you, Jaylen said, analytics nowadays used to discredit and control narratives, roll the ball out. None of these guys are better than me on both ends. Who does he work for? He works for ESPN, just FYI.
The best is when he added the AI hoops.
He used to work for the Nets. Okay, so he had a follow-up tweet. He goes, no one. He had this stat a little too ready to go for my taste. It might be factual, but he really had this one at the ready. Nobody has won more combined regular season and playoff games since I entered the league 10 years ago, said Jaylen Brown. He also added, as you just said, their Terp, analytics have/are ruining the game. We're playing AI hoops. So
nothing pure about that. No pure hoops.
That
the
is
AI
absolutely
hoops.
Not pure hoops. No. You're right about that. So I just wonder, who's he really yelling at? Is he really yelling at Bobby Marks and a tweet that bothered him? Or is he yelling at the organization and how they favor analytics and their approach to the game and the way Missoula ball is played and Stevens and Mike Zarin and probably the owner? Who are you really yelling at, Jay? Are you really that put off by a random quote on Twitter? He might be. The guy's always put off by stuff and always bothered, and he still holds on to getting booed on draft night a decade ago. He can't get past it. He hates being in all these trade rumors. So maybe it's the tweet. Or is he really just lashing out and yelling at an organization that feels like it's dominated by analytics?
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's added frustration throughout the whole offseason, right? Like, clearly, we haven't heard from him, so I shouldn't say clearly. Like, we don't really know how he's feeling. There's a world where he was open to either possibility of returning to Boston or being traded. But anytime an athlete sees their name in trade rumors, it usually annoys them. They're not happy with that. And obviously, his name being really in a lot of these rumors throughout the offseason, now being dragged on the analytical side, like, it's probably a combination of a lot of things. Like, it's been a frustrating offseason for him. Like, obviously, he had a career year, was very proud of what they were able to accomplish with the 56 wins and the season that he had. And now it's just being dragged all over the place, where I think people are starting to now undervalue him, and he sees it clearly. He saw it, responded within a couple hours after that. So I think there is a lot that goes into it. It's been a frustrating offseason for him, as someone would understand.
Yeah, I just wonder too what the market is for Jalen, because it doesn't sound great, Terp. I mean, Giannis for Jalen, I always thought was a fair return. I personally wouldn't have done it, but I wasn't like, wow, the Celtics are getting ripped off. I thought that was a fair return. If you're getting Jalen for, as we talked about on Friday, 4 first-round picks and, you know, developmental prospects or young prospects, not even established players, I mean, that to me is just abhorrent. And I don't know if I'm mad at Bill Chisholm for that. I don't know if I'm mad at the way Brad Stevens bungled it. I don't know if I'm mad at Jalen for tanking his own trade value. But whatever it is, that is not how a player of his caliber coming off the season he just had should be valued. And it does make me wonder, if, you know, the 7th player on a team sounds ridiculous, maybe that's one analytics guy going too far. I do wonder if analytics running sports, running the NBA, I wonder if that's part of the reason people are out on Jalen. Like, I don't discount that Marks might be onto something with that.
Also, another big part of this is obviously the contract. That is a massive contract.
Right.
Especially when you're trying to build teams in the apron era. It's
tough. Does he want the extension picked up? Does he want it picked up right now? Never mind eating the current contract.
Right. And if they're continuing to shop him, I can't imagine that they're very high on that extension. That feels very unlikely. I know we were throwing it out there right after they missed out on the Giannis sweepstakes that, hey, one way to rectify this would just be go give him the extension, right? It'd pay him $70 million in his age 34 and 35 seasons. I just think in the apron era, in the way that the NBA is constructed now, that's just not a deal the Celtics want to do. And that's just my thoughts. This is like no reporting on this, but I feel like if they were going to do the extension, this wouldn't be such a prominent thing. And I think that is an interesting part of this offseason. Like, there are players eligible for extensions. Like, Pritchard, you got to start thinking about that one. Kata, the team options are today. Like, that's going to kind of give you some clarity. But it feels like if a Jalen Brown trade is going to happen, it's going to happen sooner rather than later, because that changes your whole offseason. That changes how you construct this team. And free agency starts tomorrow.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Not only can you listen to them, but you can watch them on Twitch or on YouTube. And they are brought to you, as we are on Twitch, by Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you are making your way north for the long holiday weekend, then make a stop at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You will find diamonds, beautiful timepieces, great designer jewelry, all at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Little bit of speculating from ESPN this morning, Mego, on Jalen Brown and what is going on. Who might be interested in Jalen Brown?
Yeah, ESPN just put together a collection of what they're hearing as free agency opens up tomorrow. And they said the Clippers, Blazers, Trailblazers, and Nuggets are among the teams that have registered interest in Jalen Brown. One executive told ESPN that the Clippers, quote, want Brown bad.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Question becomes, though, is this in return, is part of this deal have anything to do with Kawhi Leonard? You know what I mean? Because this is the thing that I believe. No matter what the Celtics do, if they ultimately do something, which, you know, Curtis asked me this early, and I'm probably leaning towards they ultimately do something and move Jalen. Yeah. Brad Stevens is going to get absolutely demolished and criticized. So now it becomes...
Will it be Chisholm or Stevens?
It'll be Stevens.
Okay.
Right. That gets criticized?
Like, will fans say they're going cheap?
No, because whoever, you're still going to have to, now, Mego, you know more about it. You're still going to have to replace Jalen's salary, right? You're still going to have to.
In a trade, it has to be like the same, it has to even out.
Basically. So you'll still be spending money if you're Chisholm.
I need Jones and Keefe to explain it because they talked about it like this would be an ownership issue.
Okay. So I don't know. You'd have to explain that to me. I thought the money still had to add up so it wouldn't be about the money.
Well, it may be that the organization has a bit of buyer's remorse on giving him the max. Like, I could see that. Like,
right, I mean, but I think that was what the...
Could you not see that?
I could. But even when he got that deal, I'm like, he's probably not worth that much money, but that's what the market is for somebody of his caliber, and you ultimately know, you know. I think it becomes, does the organization look and go, can we replace him knowing we're going to get killed? Can we replace him with enough where people are like, it isn't what we wanted, but the team looks like it could be good? Or are they just going to replace him to the point where people are going to be like the Celtics, you know, Brad Stevens made like a Nico Harrison move and traded away a great player and just got a bag of balls back
for
him?
So I will add that there is speculation here, too. They say there's a small pocket of execs and agents who believe the Celtics are bluffing with Jaylen Brown. So do you think
can they state their source, please?
Do you think there's any path back to...
Should Brad Stevens get a shirt that says that?
State your source.
Any path back to Jaylen being with the Celtics?
Turning me into a moss.
If I'm Brad Stevens, I just basically say, hey, listen...
I just don't want to get stabbed.
You know we tried to move you, and it wasn't able to work out. We're going to do our best to build a team around you this season, but at the end of the season, we're going to try to move you for value that comes back that we're happy with and send you to a place that you're happy with. And you just basically say, all right, we're in this marriage. You kind of know it's over, but we're just doing it for the next year to see if there's another Giannis-type player that the Celtics can go, hey, would you be interested in kind of making that switch with us, whether it's an Anthony Edwards or whoever could be available?
This is Eddie in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys, how are you? Listen, I don't think they're ever going to trade Brown, because I don't think this team can be any better than it is with Brown on it right now. I don't think they can get the value back. So don't be surprised if they do not move this guy. I don't think they're going to.
Were they better when they traded Kyrie talent-wise, Eddie?
Kyrie was a nightmare. Right. My God.
I'm asking you talent-wise. Were they better talent-wise as an organization when they traded Kyrie Irving?
They got better because he was an absolute nightmare on
exactly.
it. And he caused more problem than it was worth. But Brown can still play ball. And if they don't get better with the trade, then Stevens is going to be in some trouble.
But I also think Kyrie, that was like, that's apples to oranges. Because with the Kyrie, like, you could be like, all right, we're going to trade this guy knowing how good he is. But look at what Jalen and Jason were able to do. They were able to basically take that team
in 2018,
to a playoffs where you go, we have these young guys to build on. You don't have that, like, you know what I mean? So you're not
looking at Baylor and Ugo and saying these guys are definitely going to replace Jalen,
right?
The way that you would look at JT and JB back then and go like, wow, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals when Kyrie and Gordon Hayward were both injured,
right? So we don't really mind moving on from a guy like Kyrie because we have these young studs that look like they're going to take that next step. You don't, to that Mego's point, you don't have that right now. So you're losing this deal. No matter what the Celtics do, they're coming away as a loser. Wherever Jaylen Brown goes, they're coming away as a winner. The only way the Celtics were winning this trade is if you were getting Giannis.
Isn't Jaylen Brown going to be disgruntled, though, if he remains here going forward?
I mean, he's probably been... Whether you want to use the word disgruntled,
last year was his favorite year.
But he's probably been annoyed. He's probably looked
at them. This has been my favorite season so far.
Okay, but
he's looked at them sideways.
But it's different now.
But he's not going to change how he plays, though.
Well,
I don't think I'm not. Jaylen Brown, does he strike you as the type of guy that's going to go out there and not give it his all and not play his ass off just because he doesn't like the organization?
But is he going to be streaming and criticizing the organization and
probably
criticizing the whole entire season? Like, do they really want that?
They probably don't want that, but
Don't the Celtics
I would rather
know,
live with that than have a worse team.
Weggy, don't the Celtics know they're not going to be as good without Jaylen Brown, yet they're still pursuing trades for him?
They know now, yeah. I would think so. That's why I say then Brad Stevens basically was lying to us all when he said it's about making the team better so we
but,
can...
But there are several ways you can make a team better. You can remove someone who's not going to do what they did before. Like you yourself said, Jaylen Brown will never go back to the role he occupied before Tatum's injury.
Right.
So how do you build a team going forward knowing that he cannot assume the role you need him to fill?
Because you'll build a team around him where they have a legitimate big, and then you have two guys that are top 10 in the league, top 12, wherever you want to put it, that have shown that they can put their differences to the side. As
but
far
he's done doing that. You said that.
But I don't think he'll – he might be done as far as like, all right, I'm not going to live in the shadow – but I still think he's going to go out there, and nothing's going to change on the court with the game.
What do you think is like living in the shadow, though? Is he talking about like usage?
No, I think it's more just about the way that his name always comes up in trade talks, where he feels
good thing that hasn't happened for a bit.
The disrespect. That's what I mean. I don't think it's the usage.
Do you think that because you know, like when Ty was on a couple weeks ago, he said that the way that they had shown respect to him in the past was with the Supermax contract.
Mm-hmm.
So Jaylen is eligible now for almost $142 million extension.
Right.
Can the Celtics repair if he is hurt by the trade rumors by giving him that extension now and saying...
No, because he wasn't happy with the Supermax. That wasn't enough.
Right.
I'm just saying,
and
like,
to Greg's
seems
point,
to be to help him out for a couple years to feel like, okay,
right.
I'm going to...
Are you saying it's like the ring Kobe got
right.
his wife?
But to Greg's point...
It was a beautiful ring.
It was.
But Mego, to Greg's point and just what he said, if they feel like it's a little bit of bias remorse on the original Supermax... So now you're going to give him an extra two years at $70 million per year?
If you're looking at a path to bringing him back and everybody being in a good place, money talks, right? Isn't that what we say? Like, buys respect.
I know, but that's not going to... Like, I think that buys his respect a little bit, but I think it's more about...
Doesn't it give him all the power over the organization the second that deal's signed?
Well, it gives him the power in the sense of, like...
He's got... It's all guaranteed. Like.
Yeah. And if you're having buyer's remorse on like, all right, we probably shouldn't have gave him because you didn't feel like he was, you know, worth $50 million a year. Now you're going to add two more years that are at $70 million per year. So what happens when you get to that point? Now you're just going to be, if you're not happy with it, now you're going to be trying to move a guy. And the other thing you said, imagine trying to move a guy with a $70 million a year price tag and how difficult that's going to be.
Jaylen Brown, a very, very angry man, and to be in the center of his crosshairs, Bobby Marks, who works for ESPN, he will be on with us to discuss that. And I thought, guys, if it's cool with you, that might be a good place to start, shall we? All the chaos that's going on with Jaylen, what do you say?
Let's do it. What just happened?
Oh, yes. Sports indeed happened, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-777. Well, it feels like today is the day, doesn't it? It's the now 2 months of his team historically collapsing in the playoffs, him saying that this was his favorite season despite Tatum not playing, doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on this being his favorite season. Brad Stevens saying, I'm pissed. Him picking a fight with Stephen A. Smith Part 1. The failed Giannis trade. Picking a fight with Stephen A. Smith Part 2. Windhorst saying he's not getting traded in a very masculine voice. Being offered up for 4 first-round picks. Being offered up for nobodies. And canceling Twitch streams and yelling people at Twitter. The long saga of Jaylen Brown's time on the Boston Celtics may finally be coming to a close as tomorrow starts free agency and decisions have to be made. And man, it sure does seem like from the trades that are being proposed, the market ain't as hot on Jaylen Brown as we thought it would be, is it there, Ted?
It's not surprising to me. I mean, I was always kind of surprised to hear our boy Chris Mannix say there was a robust market for JB. And I didn't feel it. I didn't sense it. I didn't get the sense that Milwaukee was really hot on JB. You know, to the fact that they to get the deal done, to get Giannis, they had to throw in, you know, more players, to me, is an example of that. I just have never felt that there was a hot market for Jaylen Brown, even though there are people that will say that there is. I disagree with that. So I'm curious, yeah, if you think this is coming to it. I'm having a hard time seeing how this all ends, where people are going to feel good about it. I can't imagine a scenario in which the trade kind of the trades that have been thrown out there to me are going to just only upset the people of Boston. So to me it was either Giannis or nothing. And so I'm curious. It feels like they're at a place where they have to go forward, regardless. And JB is basically, it's a fait accompli. But I just don't think the market is nearly as hot as what people thought or what Chris Mannix thinks. And so I think we're going to be kind of underwhelmed when this is all said and done.
Well, now it seems like everyone's just getting uncomfortable. Like everyone all over, Jaylen Brown, the Celtics, all the talking heads. And the one thing about all of this that I do kind of hate is that the NBA might have a Craig Breslow problem. Now, not the actual Craig Breslow, but just his reported way of doing business, and that is kneeling upon the altar that is analytics. And here is our guy we're going to have on at 5 o'clock, the rabble-rouser, the one who has kicked the Jaylen Brown's hornet's nest, Bobby Marks. This is something he said yesterday, or the day before, rather, on about Jaylen Brown and his trade value, as we just discussed.
The analytics of Jaylen Brown is not good. I'm more of an eye test guy. There are some people out there that look at that a little bit more deeper than what the eye test says. I had one, not an executive, but an analytics guy saying, well, yeah, we view him as like the seventh best player on a team. I was like, holy crap.
Oh my God.
I get it. There's a role for analytics and stuff. But, well, I guess they call it, I guess we call that strategy now.
Seventh best player on a team?
So I was like, wait a minute, that's a little bit of a stretch there.
So, Ken, the computers obviously don't like Jaylen Brown. Right. when we have Bobby Marks on the show later on, the one thing I want to ask, and I know it's not his opinion. As a matter of fact, Bobby, I think, clarified there that he disagrees with his source. But the one thing I want to ask is, in what categories is Jaylen seventh on this team? Like, what did the guy give any kind of reasoning? Can you think of any justification for someone saying that Jaylen Brown is the seventh most valuable person on the Boston Celtics?
Well, I have heard this. This is not out of nowhere. I think we talked about it the last couple of weeks. His adjusted plus minus, if you want to get into it, which I don't have all the numbers in front of me. I'm not the one who crunched these, but his APM is not statistically good. And when he's been on the bench, his off-court numbers have been in the negative. Like, basically, people were saying the Celtics played pretty well when he wasn't on the court at times this year. Mm. So maybe that's what Bobby Marks and this guy, this nerd, people want to call him a nerd. That's fine.
That's probably, Ken, that's probably what it's got to be, right? It's the plus-minus. It's the plus-minus. I think that's the kind of just the catch-all. That's probably the most accurate, analytical metric to kind of judge it by. And so that is telling. I mean, we know that's crazy, but that to me, just what Bobby Marks said is a kind of a look into how people, I think, around the NBA maybe view Jaylen Brown. So if that's the case, I think we're all going to be very disappointed when it's all said and done, because obviously we've looked at JB through one prism, and I think maybe the rest of the NBA looks at him differently, and of course the analytics would maybe suggest that they do.
Or a combination, Rich, of the off-court plus him squawking and tweeting at people twitching all the time. And I do my lasting hope is that if Brad Stevens gets to a point where, like Ted's saying, there's no market, the market is not robust, Mannix is wrong, they reverse course by tomorrow at 6 and say, you know what, we're just not getting the value, we're keeping him.
That would be nice, but if I'm a good GM, I am licking my chops right now, because let the nerds trip over themselves. Let the people that rely on computers turn into your Boston Red Sox. Let them have these receipts like ticker tape shootout that tell you that this person is good and this person isn't good because of analytics. Because my eyes say that Jaylen Brown is indeed somebody that deserved to be in the MVP conversation. And this is exactly the problem we were talking about and Theo Epstein was talking about. It's the human side of it. It's like, don't let these numbers cloud up what your eyes see, because you all agree that Jaylen Brown is still a great player in this league, despite there being, as you mentioned, the plus minus in the playoffs was a little off, but you would like you would most of these teams would be lucky to have a guy. He's a top 15 player, don't you agree? I mean, top 15 is being very, very like slanderous almost towards him. You could even put him in the top 10 possibly.
I don't know about that, but I mean, but he's top 15. Yeah, definitely okay. Top 15.
Well, then let's go top 15. It doesn't matter. There is right now he's being treated as if he is someone not in the top 50. And if I'm a good GM, I am hoping and praying that all of these other awful analytics-driven GMs are going to let him continue to fall and his value go down. Now, as a Celtics fan, that should piss you off because that means that you aren't getting the value that you know that he's worth if you indeed are dead set on getting rid of him. But if I'm a smart GM, this is the best thing that could have happened. You wait for his value to fall and let everyone pay for it when he goes on his revenge tour next year.
Rich, Ken, do you think they are dead set on trading him?
So,
because
so,
you have, I mean, look, you this can all just go away. You just don't trade them, right? I mean, there's not, you know, I don't know, unless they're behind the scenes, they've had this, you know, kind of made this deal. They know we got to get rid of them for reasons maybe that we're not familiar with. But I mean, you don't have to get rid of JB, and it can all go back to being right now. They're have the best odds out of the East to get to the get to the finals. So I mean, you don't have to take a risk if you don't want to at the end of the day. But do you think it's at all costs they have to get rid of them?
Well, I mean, I was like you. I was like, well, okay. Plan A was trade him for Giannis, and if I was Brad Stevens, my plan B would have been tell Jalen, all right, we're going to make a run for it with you. We love you. This has happened before. Your name gets mentioned in trades, but don't worry. We think that you're the man, and maybe even give him that extension, which I'm still not very comfortable with. But you're right. There was no reason to get rid of him. You still got him for 3 years. But last week, Windhorst straight up said they're going to trade him. And then the story coming out that they're shopping him for 4 first-round picks. Mm-hmm.
That's back this morning. They reiterated that on First Take. Now, obviously, there's a player involved in that to match the salary, but it's probably a garbage player, you know, somebody to just make the money work. But it's draft pick-driven.
That, to me, is very telling.
It's shocking.
Yep.
Because you're basically saying, you know, what you're willing to take 2 steps back to eventually go 3 steps forward maybe. To me, this is you got to win now with Tatum. So to get four first round draft picks to me doesn't line up with where you know Tatum is in his career.
And Rich, one of the things I've lived my whole life by, this is a great theory. People should follow this. If you have a tough decision to make, wait as long as possible to make that decision. There always seems to be more information that will guide you in the proper direction. You don't have to trade him, like Ted said, tomorrow. You could go all the way to the trade deadline. You could go another year next offseason. If it's not right now, wait and see what happens. Why not play Jalen one night, then Tatum the next night? If they hate each other, just rotate. We get through the first half of the year next year doing that.
And here's the thing. I think it's a little bit overblown. A lot of articles, the relationship's blown. They can't work together. Please. All JB tells you is that it's fuel. It's fuel. Doubt me. Go ahead. Doubt me. Okay. Put me on the trip. All right. It's fuel. So all they're doing is fueling him up, baby. I mean, at the end of the day, he's all fueled up and ready to go if you don't trade him. So I don't think he's been trade, rumors before. So I don't think this time he's going to react any different. They'll be just fine with him, even though at the end of the day, to me, I would have loved to have seen what the team would have done with Giannis and JB somewhere else. But if you can't get something close to what you feel his value is worth, then just keep him and just ride and die with him, man.
I don't know.
I would not give him an extension, though. No. Dude. Do not give him an extension. I don't think you have to do that to smooth things over with him. I don't think you have to do that at all. That would be dumb of the Celtics to do that, I think.
Well, I mean, listen, as they all say on TV, you know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
That's what I say.
Can't put the genie back in the bottle, Rich.
Nope. And, can't put the mayo back on the sandwich.
This is Ted's fault, by the way, because last we spoke to him, he and I were celebrating that Giannis was imminent. He was coming. And then he forced Arcand on us for like 4 days, and
my
Giannis
apologies.
Is in Miami, so I don't know what the hell.
I screwed up on that one, huh? All right. Well, I'll take some of the blame on that, but I'm not going to take all of it.
Well, listen, you can't unshave your chest.
No, you cannot.
No. What did we say last week? You can't unhear your parents having sex?
Oof, that's the best
probably
one.
The best one right there, yeah.
Might be the
that's
best
very
one.
True. All right.
So that was Shams from last week. Oh, the Blazers might be interested. Which Brian Robb of Mass Live did some follow-up reporting on this. That's your colleague on the Celtics beat there.
Yes, it is.
Justin Turpin in for Keefe today on Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get your phone calls coming up at 617-779-7937. B-Rob followed up on that. Avija off the table. in trade discussions for Jaylen Brown. He was an all-star a year ago.
Yeah, he's really good.
Did he make all NBA?
He was on the fringe. I think he did sneak on.
Did he sneak on
to
the third team?
Yeah, let me double check that. But yes, that would be the player I want. Him or Klingon. Well, both are off the table.
He's off the table, and B-Rob says it would be difficult to pry away Klingon, a.k.a. Kling Kong, in that deal. That would be a guy who would impact the rim. So that is the Blazers report and a team that's been linked to Jaylen Brown. Your thoughts on that? Well, we can get to others. Bill Simmons has a new one this morning, one that we've actually surmised on this show. You think the Blazers would make sense in a Jaylen deal?
I mean, that feels like the front runner right now just from all the reporting, and they have the draft capital to do it, but it feels like that'd be mostly picks, and then there'd be some players. I feel like this wouldn't be a deal where it would just be players, I get the sense, or picks rather, I get the sense like there will be players in either which way it goes, but like the best players in the Blazers there aren't necessarily available. And I don't know, there's kind of this misconception, I think, with like the Celtics would be willing to move them maybe for less because they missed out on the Giannis sweepstakes and because they don't think this can be like rectified. And we don't really know, right? Like, we haven't heard from Jaylen Brown, so that's all kind of speculation. Brad Stevens didn't really give us much clarity when he talked about it last week, so it's kind of wait and see with that.
I think Brad gave us some clarity.
That
I think
it couldn't be fixed.
No, I just think he's like, well, he's here for now, and yeah, they can win a title together. But when he said, "But I can't predict the future," like
that was very telling.
Three different times in one answer. I mean, is it clarity? Maybe that's too strong of a word, but yeah, maybe telling is the better way of saying it.
Yeah, like that was very telling.
That gave us a pretty good clue where things were heading.
Because
I think
every other year it's been like, yes, the Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown pairing works. That's our best avenue to a championship. And he was very defiant when he was asked, he was like, can they still win a championship together? He said yes, and that was it, did not elaborate. But the predicting the future, at times he talked in the past tense, like it felt very telling. And obviously he's going to leave every door open, he's not going to commit to it. But we were talking about it before then, it's like, he very well could have came out and said this was specific to Giannis. When a guy of Giannis's caliber is available, you have to do whatever you can to go out and get him. And it could have left it at that. We love Jaylen, we're going to build around Jaylen. This is where we're going forward.
Yeah.
He did not do that.
No, not
so
even
there
close.
Was, he was asked point blank as well, will Jaylen Brown be on this roster come training camp? And did not answer the question. It could have been a yes. And then this whole thing would have been put to bed. So we'll see what happens again. Like, it feels like this has to happen sooner rather than later with free agency opening tomorrow. That's going to change everything you do.
Vincent Goodwill has written for ESPN today. The Clippers, Trailblazers, and Nuggets, we'll get to them, are among teams that have registered interest, sources told ESPN. So who would that be? We just went through Portland. The Nuggets is Jamal Murray, allegedly, which we can get to. The Clippers, I was hoping, was Kawhi. We've actually talked about that quite a bit.
Sounds although like it might be going back to Toronto.
It does. And the deal I liked with the Clippers that we were theorizing was you also got a draft pick on draft night. Now that's gone in a good draft, which this one was. So, you know, Kawhi straight up for Jaylen, I feel like you're saving face if that's even what it is. It might be the Clippers send Kawhi to Toronto and get a bunch of picks, and then they send those picks to the Celtics for Jaylen. Like, I don't know. One executive told ESPN the Clippers want Jaylen badly. Execs believe the Celtics are canvassing the league to figure out what Brown's true value is. So you'd think if you had a plan and you were on top of things, you would already know that. They don't know, according to ESPN. He has 3 years left on his contract. There's a small pocket of executives and agents who believe the Celtics are bluffing with Brown, but that the prevailing thought is they want to move on soon. So what does that mean? Free agency starts tomorrow. You don't want him holding you hostage all offseason. Like, if it's soon, when free agency gets going tomorrow, that means he's, what, getting dealt by later today, tomorrow at the latest?
Yeah, this isn't like, I don't get the sense that this would be something like the Jrue Holiday trade where he comes available on the eve of training camp, you get him. Like, I don't see that being a thing because, again, this shifts your entire offseason. It depends on the players you get back. It depends on where you want to go from here. Like, obviously, they've been pretty clear that they want to put more pressure on the rim. They want to get a guy that can do damage down low. And they also want, Brad Stevens mentioned the other day, that they want somebody with speed on the perimeter. So they have a clear avenue of where they want to go. Looking at the draft picks they had, you don't expect them to contribute right away, especially Sanak in the first round. Like, he's raw. Like, they're going to develop him. It doesn't feel like he's going to be ready right away. So there's a lot of work to be done on this roster. And the first domino that needs to fall in order to get going on that work is figuring out where things go with Jaylen Brown, whether that's building with him, which the Celtics have the leverage in that sense. He's under contract for 3 more years. What's he going to do? Not play? He's going to hold out? Like, Jaylen Brown doesn't strike me as that type of player.
Well, He might not hold out, but he might be doing his Twitch stream every week and saying nonsense about the team and being a general distraction. And I don't know. I mean, a guy with a bad attitude, even if he's showing up, can be problematic.
100%. We've seen that a bunch of times.
From going where they want to go. Yeah.
Devers, we saw it there. We're like, there are different ways to do it. But, yeah, this is like has to be the first domino to fall. And maybe they feel like this can't be fixed, Jaylen Brown. And we don't know, again, we don't know the communication that they've had between Jaylen Brown, his agent, and Brad Stevens, all of it. We don't really know. It's unclear. And we don't know how Jaylen Brown feels. We haven't heard from him. So it's all kind of speculation right now. But if the belief is that this cannot be fixed, then the sooner the better for this trade.
Okay. Bill Simmons has an idea. It would be Jaylen Brown for Jamal Murray, effectively. Here's what he had to say about this last night.
There's a lot of smoke billowing around Denver in general. Some I believe, some I don't believe. Murray and Cam Johnson for Jaylen and Hauser. And I am getting somebody who I still think is one of the best 25 players in the league back for Jaylen. I think if I'm Boston, I'm signing up for that trade. If I'm Denver, I'm at least having a 6-hour meeting. And it's a reconstruction of a team because you're going to remove the Murray Jokic pick and roll. But you could run a lot of that offense through Joker. You re-sign Peyton Watson with the extra money. And you could argue that that team's better. It's bigger. It's deeper. You have Jokic and Gordon and Jaylen as your front line. You have more flexibility and you have somebody who can really step in if Gordon gets hurt. And now you're not getting destroyed if that happens and you're under the tax. That trade makes a ton of sense to me, Zach.
No yeah. thanks on a 6-hour meeting.
Yeah, Zach.
I'm all set with that.
No, we have those from time to time here. But
better,
I think
it's bigger, it's deeper.
Oh, put that on a t-shirt. When the Celtics get that team, put that on a t-shirt. But you would be in or out on Jaylen for Jamal Murray.
I'd be in on that. I think, like, to Simmons' point, like that's a top 20 player. I think a lot of people view him that way. He had a great year last year. And it kind of fills a need. Like, obviously, they need a point guard, somebody that can create their own shot, that can score at all three levels, and he does that at a very high rate. So,
guy who hits big shots, too.
Big shots. He's like, very clutch.
I don't know that Tatum, I know people quibble with this, I don't get the feel that Tatum's the most clutch. Murray's clutch. And so that might be a good match with Tatum. I do feel like, and I said this last week, knowing some of the other names now that are out there, like a pile of garbage from the Blazers, or Evan Mobley, or even Trey Murphy, who I like. Now we're hearing names like that for you can't even get, like, forget about Klingon and Avija for him. If I could get Jamal Murray now, I guess I would do it, but it feels
only
like
29.
It feels like you're trying to save face. Yeah, he's in the same draft as Jaylen. Yeah. So I it feels like you're trying to save face there, but I would probably at this point sign up for a deal like that.
I mean, he's averaged 20 in 5 straight years, obviously is a very talented on both ends of the floor. And that's a player I think you can get behind. I think if you are going to trade a guy like Jaylen Brown, you're going to want to see a player in return. It's not going to be the picks. Like, I don't think anyone necessarily wants to see picks for that because you're wasting a year of Jason Tatum's prime. I think that's a big part of this. And I think if you bring in a player like Jamal Murray, people can get behind that, right? That's a champion. That's a guy who's been a very good player in this league for a couple of years, better part of a half a decade now. I'd be in on that. I think of the players that we've heard available, not like that have been reported to be potentially in a package, that's probably the most exciting one. And if you're moving Jaylen Brown with the thought of, clearly they decided this roster's not good enough if they were willing to go out and get Giannis. That's how much that would have been a franchise-altering change. That speaks volumes to how they feel about where this is at.
Just being in on him is franchise-altering because look at the fallout.
Yeah.
Look at the fallout
right.
from it, exactly.
So they clearly acknowledged that this team, as constructed, is not good enough to do it. And whatever that looks like Jamal Murray can't be your only move. Like, you obviously need to make other moves with that. And I think getting a big man, like another center, is a huge priority. And like the Cato question is fascinating. Like, what do they look at with him? Do they look at the Cato that we saw through the regular season?
I'll push back on this. I don't find the Cato question fascinating.
Do they view
when
him
it
as a starting
center?
I guess is the question.
I get it. It's a real consideration for them. But there's bigger stuff going on with the Celtics. 100%.